أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024 today being the 20th day of the blessed month of Ramadan but continues to be a day of sorrow for the lovers of the Quran the lovers of the Prophet the lovers of Allah as we continue in our series we first off turn our focus back to that same verse that we looked at yesterday in chapter number 54 Surah Al-Qamar verse 17 where Allah says And indeed, by revealing it through human language, we have made the Qur'an easy for remembrance. Then, is there any that remembers and takes heed today? And for this 20th day of the month of Ramadan, and tomorrow as we continue, we will continue to remember the vicious attack and the subsequent martyrdom of the commander of the faithful, Ali, peace be upon him. I wanted to allow us to reflect on the Qur'an in the words of the door of the city of knowledge, Imam Ali. And what better way than to focus on Sermon 110 of Nahjul Balagha for today, as we touched upon yesterday, in which the Imam provides us with four unique aspects of the Qur'an that we need to reflect deeply upon and then implement in our lives. As you'll recall, the Imam talked about the fact that we need to learn the Qur'an, for it is the fairest of discourses, and understand it because it is the best blossoming of the hearts. He goes on to say that seek with its light, for it is the cure for the hearts, and recite it beautifully, for it is the most beautiful narration. Thus, in the words of this statement of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we need to travel through these four stages. As I said, we looked at two of those qualities yesterday. We expounded upon them, and we need to put those into practice. Whenever we pick up the Quran, not just every now and then, but we should have a daily reminder of these four points whenever we read the Quran. We want to continue today and see what else the commander of the faithful has to say about the blessed Quran. And so point number three and point number four, which we will continue, is where the commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, first says, where he takes us to another level of the Qur'an is where he reminds us to act upon the injunctions of the Qur'an and to refrain from all that which the Qur'an expects us to keep away from. Now, in the words of the Imam, what did he actually say? Well, he's reported to have said, seek cure with its light, for it is the cure for hearts. Now, in a world filled with turmoil and uncertainty, the Qur'an serves as that source of solace and healing for the troubled soul. Its verses offer comfort and guidance, providing reassurance in times of distress and despair, which even non-Muslims today are finding out. By turning to the Quran in moments of difficulty, we find strength and resilience, knowing that Allah's mercy and compassion are ever present. The Quran is not merely a remedy for physical ailments, but rather it is a balm for the wounded heart, offering hope and consolation to those in need. In short, as the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, seek cure with its light, as the only way a believer can avail of the Quran is to follow the teachings. Now imagine for a moment you got sick and you went to your doctor and you got a prescription for some medication. And rather than going to the pharmacy, you made a beeline home. You took that prescription, you framed it and mounted it in your living room above your sofa. You would never get better. But for some reason, Muslims take the Quran. They beautify this physical book and then they place it on the bookshelf at home, never reading it or trying to learn and act according to the teachings. Or at most, they open it in the month of Ramadan and then put it away the rest of the year. Now, point number four, and this is the final level in the statement of Sermon 110 of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, he reminds us to ensure that we do justice to the book by reciting it in the most beautiful voice. The Imam is quoted as saying that recite it beautifully, for it is the most beautiful narration. The beauty of the Quran transcends its linguistic eloquence. It lies in the profound message it conveys. However, when you recite the Quran with sincerity and devotion, you are engaging in a spiritual act of worship, connecting with Allah on a profound level. Each word should resonate with divine grace, filling our heart with peace and tranquility. And through learning and performing the melodious recitations, we express our love and reverence for the Quran, honoring it as the word of Allah. Now, there is a reality to listening to the Quran, and as humans, we're intrinsically drawn to beauty. And so when we see beauty with our eyes, we're attracted to it. Similarly, when we hear things recited in a beautiful way, we are attracted to it, and our hearts want to be engaged with it. Thus, one of the ways to become more attracted to the Quran and want to be in the presence is to read it in a beautiful, pleasing way. You know, it's no wonder that Muslims throughout the ages have paid so much attention to the recitation of the Quran and learning and mastering the rules of tajweed. In conclusion, this hadith encapsulates the timeless wisdom and spiritual guidance that itself is found in the Quran. By learning, understanding, and reciting the verses, we embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery and enlightenment. The Quran begins to serve as a beacon of light, illuminating our path towards spiritual fulfillment and inner peace, and getting towards Allah. And as we delve deeper into the teachings, we pray that we can find that solace, healing, and guidance in the timeless words of Allah. Now, let me round up this discussion on the 20th of the month of Ramadan, a day of sorrow, not only for us, but also for the inhabitants of the heavens and beyond. This day holds immense sorrow for Muslims that love and follow the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the lovers of Allah, and the guide that he left behind for this nation, none other than Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. Because the 20th marks the day of the aftermath of the attack against Imam Ali, a defining moment in Muslim history. As you'll recall, it was the 19th of the month of Ramadan where Imam Ali was viciously attacked while coming out of prostration during his prayers in Masjid al-Kufa. Despite sustaining those grievous injuries that we talked about yesterday, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, remained steadfast in his devotion to Allah. And the hours following that attack were filled with anguish and despair as the news of Imam Ali's condition spread throughout the Muslim community in the city of Kufa. As the 20th day dawned, the morning came up, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, found himself at home, surrounded by family, suffering from the wounds inflicted upon him, his sons, daughters, and other family members surrounding him, grieving and lamenting at what they saw in front of them. In addition to this, his loyal companions and friends had gathered at the door, around the house. Some were coming in as they were allowed, their hearts heavy with grief and disbelief of what they were seeing. They witnessed the pain and suffering of their beloved Imam, whose body bore the scars of his unwavering commitment to Islam. And now it bore the scar of his skull being, fractured. And as that poison continued to penetrate his body from head to toe, was there anything that could be done to save him, or would this be the end of his life? Just as his beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him, his family, had told him would befall him, where his beard would be dyed with his blood. Throughout the day on the 20th, visitors flocked to Imam Ali's home, seeking solace and guidance in the wake of the tragic events. They asked their religious questions. They sought clarity and wisdom from the Imam, whose knowledge and piety were unparalleled. Tears flowed freely as they beheld the state of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, their hearts breaking at the sight of his suffering. Let me now come to some practical tips, brothers and sisters, for the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this sorrowful day of the 20th of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is spiritual nourishment. The Quran serves up spiritual nourishment for the soul, providing sustenance and guidance to believers on their journey toward Allah. By making the Quran easy to remember, Allah ensures that His guidance is readily available to nourish the hearts and minds of believers, offering them solace, guidance, and enlightenment in times of need. Point number two is intellectual stimulation, the ease with which the Quran can be read and understood. Again, at the very simple level, encourages intellectual engagement with its verses. Believers are prompted to reflect upon the profound wisdom contained within the Quran, fostering critical thinking and intellectual development. This intellectual stimulation enhances believers' understanding of the divine message, empowering them to derive deeper insights and derive practical lessons for daily living. Point number three is continual reflection. The verse of the Quran for today encourages believers to engage in continual reflection on the Quran, fostering a lifelong journey of spiritual growth and self-discovery. By regularly remembering and taking heed from its verses, individuals deepen their connection with Allah and strengthen their faith. This ongoing process of reflection allows believers to derive new insights and wisdom from the Quran, guiding them through life's challenges and uncertainties. With a closing reflection for today, through its divine light, the Quran serves as a source of spiritual healing and solace. In times of distress and despair, its verses offer comfort and reassurance, providing a balm for the wounded heart. As we seek refuge in its words, we find inner peace and tranquility, knowing that Allah's mercy and compassion are ever present, ready to alleviate our burdens and heal our afflictions. And a final thought for today is understanding the Quran requires more than just a superficial reading. It demands deep reflection and contemplation. Let us approach its study with humility and an open mind, seeking guidance from scholars and mentors who can help us unlock its deeper meanings and apply its teachings to our lives. Until tomorrow, the 21st of Ramadan, where we remember the martyrdom of Imam Ali, and another day of Ramadan, and another day of Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.